You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, wishing you all a very good morning. It only seemed like yesterday was Monday, really, didn't it? But anyway, today's Friday, so TGIF, let's make the most of it. Great to be with you this morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. At the time, just a minute after the hour, 7 o'clock, I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you as we go right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Now, let's see, we've got somebody who was born on this day, quite influential. When you talk about robots, as we seem to be doing so much these days, how about this? If we go back to the year 1709, born on the 24th of February, was Jacques de Vaucanson. And he was a French inventor and an artist, and with a mechanical background, by the way, who's credited with creating the world's first true robot, as well as creating the first completely automated loom. And that's it. Let's get going, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Reaffirm that you will find that you are my one and all.
And there we are, Every Heartbeat, and that's Amy Grant there bringing us in on this Friday morning. Released in June of 1991 off of her album, in fact her ninth studio album, which was called Heart in Motion. This is Mr. Robert Palmer.
Jerry D.
I'm
following on from Robert Palmer, and that was Simply Irresistible, of course, for having to play it. OMD, or Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, following on there with Dreaming, which you should have stopped doing by now. What have we got lined up for you on this Friday? Well, of course, it is Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid a little bit later on this morning. We'll be checking in with Yasmin, see what's happening in the world of entertainment, what we can be doing, where and when, etc. We've got our Pedro Mandingas segment. It is a Friday, so that's in the last hour of this morning's programme as well. And also, I'll tell you what I'm going to do between now, well, let's say, in the next half hour, from 7.30 till 8 o'clock, we've got a couple of tickets to give away to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival, which is coming up mid-March. So we're going to be giving a couple of tickets away for that. That is for the entry for the 3 days. So these are two entry tickets for the 3 days for the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival. So we'll be giving those away probably between 7.30 and 8 o'clock this morning while we got you all paying attention. That'll be the day. Time on the breakfast show to do this and get you all spruced up and smelling nice for the weekend. And, well, we're going to get you there to where it is you're going today in a good mood. Yeah, so there we go, in the shower with you this morning, Mr. David Bowie, and Let's Dance. And, well, time to get you out, and off you go to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, it is TGIF, 20 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's Dance, that was David Bowie. It was the title track of his 1983 album, obviously of the same name, Let's Dance. Co-produced by Nile Rodgers of Chic, and talking about Chic. Called the Freak. Says Chic. Yes, it is Chic. And that's brought us, time-wise, we're looking at the time of being 23 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and we're together on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, this next track.
I know you're going to dig this.
Because I do. It's a band, they're called Poolside. It's what they call an American New Disco and Chillwave band. Came out of, well, they do come out of Los Angeles in California, formed back in 2011. The band produces a specific version of what they call New Disco, which they refer to as Daytime Disco. A style known for relaxed beats, high vocals, and a wash of smooth electronics and the lounge sound overall. And I'm really getting sort of turned on to this band. Here's Poolside, and this is Feel Alright.
Feel Alright.
I do like them. Poolside there and feel all right. Don't forget, we're going to take a look in a couple of minutes' time at some of the international news and business news for this morning, Friday, 24th of February, if you just joined us. Not sure. Me neither. After that, between then and 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be giving away, we were chatting yesterday with John Wolf. Great to have him in the studio yesterday talking about the Boketti Jazz and Blues Festival, which is coming up 14th to 17th of May. We have got two tickets to give away, and we're going to give them to one person, so you can take a friend. If you don't have any, you will do if you have a ticket. And what we're going to be doing is giving those away before the hour of 8 o'clock. So I know I have quite a lot of listeners here in the car with you. Well, I'll give you a little bit of a question to because that's a great value. Two tickets. Entrance, by the way, for all 3 days of the Boketti Jazz and Blues Festival. So we'll be doing that before 8 o'clock. So you'll have to pay attention. Right, time on the breakfast show. We're just coming down to the bottom of the hour, so we'll take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and we're just coming down to 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the business headlines for this morning as well. Ukrainians paid tribute to their fallen loved ones on Friday and vowed to fight on to victory, while Russia said its forces were making gains in battle in the east as its invasion entered a second year with no end in sight. President Vladimir Zelensky, due to attend an online summit with US President Joe Biden and other leaders from the West and Japan, hailed Ukraine's year of invincibility. The leaders were expected to announce new sanctions against Russia. China wants to prevent the Russian-Ukraine crisis from getting out of control and said on Friday that dialogue and negotiation are the only viable ways to resolve the crisis. On the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, China called in a 12-point foreign ministry paper for a comprehensive ceasefire and a gradual de-escalation. The ministry paper is largely a reiteration of China's line since Russia launched what it calls its special military operation on the 24th of February last year, where China has refrained from condemning its ally, Russia, or referring to its intervention in its neighbour as an invasion, and has also criticised Western sanctions on Russia. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said on Friday that the only way for Moscow to ensure a lasting peace with Ukraine was to push back the borders of hostile states as far as possible, even if that meant the frontiers of NATO member Poland. The world's leading experts on influenza met this week to discuss the threat posed to humans by a strain of H5N1 avian flu that has caused record numbers of bird deaths around the world in recent months. The group of scientists, regulators and vaccine manufacturers meets twice a year to decide which strain of seasonal flu to include in the vaccine for the upcoming winter season, in this case for the Northern Hemisphere. British Airways owner IAG reported on Friday its first annual profit since the pandemic, and forecast earnings could jump almost 90% this year as business continues to rebound. Chief Executive Luis Gallegos said that IAG, which also owns Iberia, of Vueling and Aer Lingus, was seeing robust forward bookings, although it remained conscious of the global macroeconomic uncertainties. The group agreed on Thursday to pay 400 million euros, and that's around about $423.84 million, paying to Spain's Globalia. This is for the remaining 80% of Spain-based Air Europa. It did not already own. The deal is aimed at expanding its position in the Latin American market. Boeing Company has temporarily halted deliveries of its 787 Dreamliner jets as the US plane maker conducts additional analysis on a fuselage component, the Federal Aviation Administration said on Thursday. Deliveries will not resume until the FAA is satisfied that the issue has been addressed, the agency has said. The FAA is working with Boeing to determine any actions that might be required for recently delivered aeroplanes, the agency said. The International Monetary Fund has laid out a 9-point action plan for how countries should treat crypto assets, with point number one being a plea not to give cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin legal tender status. World shares limped toward their biggest weekly fall on the year on Friday. This is though investors took heart from a dip in government bond yields as the incoming Bank of Japan chief ruled out an early end to its super easy monetary policy. European share markets opened higher with the pan-region Euro Stoxx 600 that was up 0.4%. Meantime, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell 0.8% for a hefty weekly drop of 2%. In particular, Chinese blue chips tumbled 1% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index dropped 1.3% on comments from US officials that it would increase the number of troops helping train Taiwan's forces. Japan's Nikkei share index closed up 1.1%, while its 5-year government bond yield eased to 0.235%. Oil prices extended gains for a second session on Friday as the prospect of lower exports from Russia offset rising inventories in the United States and concerns over global economic activity. Brent crude futures rose 89 cents or 1.1% to $83.10 per barrel. That was by 10:42 Greenwich Mean Time. On the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, benchmark Brent crude prices were some 14% lower than a year earlier. They hit a 14-year high of nearly $128 a barrel on the 8th of March. of last year, 2022. That's it. There we go. That's the look. Those are some of the things in the international news and in the world of business as well.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Hey, 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 hey. Ooh,
Simple Minds, and don't you forget about me, following on from Stevie Nicks and Stand Back. Now, that's what you should be doing, stand back, because I'm going to play one more piece of music, and when I have played that, what are we going to do? We're going to give away those two tickets for the Borchetti Jazz and Blues Festival, all right? So I'm going to give you that information. We're going to ask you a little question, and it'll be the first person that gives us the correct answer by WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp number, if you don't have it, 677-188-22-677-188-22. All right? So I'll ask you a question. It's going to be after this one. How apt is this? B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
Well, I had a woman. She was nice, kind, and loving to me in every way. Oh, I had a woman. She was kind and loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. Call her my little girl. Oh, she used to call me. She used to call me her little boy.
Riding with the King, B.B. King and Eric Clapton. 10 long years. Okay, well, get ready. After this, I'm going to ask you a question. And the first person to give me the correct answer on the WhatsApp number, which is 677 1-800-951-8822. We'll get two tickets. All right, it says here, gift certificate for general admission, three-day pass, Friday through Sunday. How about that? Okay, right. Now, here is the question. Now, remember, you must give your answer on WhatsApp, and the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. 677-18822. Now, the first person who WhatsApps me with the correct answer will receive those two certificates for the entrance, general entrance, for the 3 days of the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival. Gosh! The question is, are you ready? What was the year that the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival started? What was its first year? The Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival, what was the first year that this took place? Okay? 677-18822. All right, 677-18822. The question again, what was the first year that the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival took place?
Show with Jerry D.
There we go. There's ELO, of course, and Sweet Talking Woman. And before that one, Extreme and Wholehearted. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Yeah.
There we go, yes. Jay and the Americans and Cara Mia. And before that, it was a very good cover of Everlasting Love from Sandra. Good morning to this morning and very good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and breezy this morning. Lovely to see you here with us today. Also, let's going over to Athens in Greece to Renee and Rick. Good morning. Good Friday morning. That's what Renee says. TGIF, all is well over yonder. That's a nice change, really, doesn't it? Greece actually celebrates Carnival this weekend. Monday is a holiday. There are huge parades, celebrations in Athens city centre, but we won't believe that. Our little town in South Athens, it's called Glyfada. I think I got that somewhere right. Glyfada. And just here, we'll have a small parade on Sunday, so we're planning to check it out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Please play Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. You know what? That's exactly what we're doing.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have to mean. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving. Thank you.
There we go, yes, that is going out to Renee and Rick there in Athens in Greece. This is a very good morning to Rosita, and a very good morning to you. Best in the West, she calls us. How nice. Stairway to Heaven. Oh, you've got it already. Okay, that's it. While we were playing it, Rosita was saying, what's the name of this track? Well, it's a great track, isn't it? Brilliant. And Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Going back to, was it 1972? You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Pamela. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes. How you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. Guess what it is? It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts of February. February's the year I put that in. Okay, never mind. So, let's see. What would our Freaky Friday fun facts be without another word that starts with F's like February? So, let's get started. You know, in ancient Rome, it was the last month of the calendar year. They changed it, and that became the second month. So, at some point, they shortened it to 23 days or 24 days. And then it was stretched to 27 days, occasionally to realign the year with the seasons. Now, presently, it has 28 days. But that becomes 29 days every 4 years in a leap year. As we said, it isn't your standard month. So just imagine if they changed it all again and we just, oh, sod, let's make it 30 again and have done with it. Well, let's get started. Number one. Where did the word February come from? Well, February comes from februra, a Latin word meaning to cleanse. And that was named after a long month of purification festival held this time of year. Amusingly, in the year 2000, the Institute of Business Technology named the second Monday in February as National Clean Out Day. But it's not for cleaning your soul, it's for cleaning your computers. Okay, number two. How do they say February in other languages? Yep, I'm going to give it a shot. You know I'm going to blah, blah, blah. The February translates to over 100 languages. Here's a couple. In Chinese, Mandarin, Dutch, Februar. In French, Février. In German, Fabrava. In Italian, Fabaravaya. In Latin, blah, blah, blah. See, I told you I'd try it. Make fun of me. Okay, I can't read languages and I don't say them well. So number three. Why is February shortened to 28 days? Okay, believe it or not, it was a past Roman superstition that made this happen. The Roman king, Numa Pompilius, added January and February to the original 10-month calendar to fully sync a calendar with the lunar year. However, Numa wanted to avoid having even numbers in his calendar, as Roman superstitions at the time held that even numbers weren't lucky. Tell that to the gambling people. To try to avoid this, he chose February, a month that would be host to Roman rituals honoring the dead, as the unlucky month to consist of 28 days. That's right. Number four. Why does it become 29 days every 4 years? And why is it called a leap year? I'm so glad you asked. It's time for some leap year facts. Relative to avoiding even numbers, Numa added a leap year month in certain intervals, with February having 29 days every 4 years. The term leap is supposed to describe how the calendar catches up with the Earth's orbit. By adding a 29th day to February, the calendar was synchronized with the astronomical year. Number five, how many people were born on February 29th? Let's see. The probability of February 29th birthday is 1 in 1,461. Yeah, talk about don't know even numbers. The U.S. Census Bureau data revealed that only about 0.07 or 205,000 people in the United States have a February 29th birthday. And interesting enough about these February people, people born on February 29th are called leapers. Not lepers, leapers. Ha ha, hi leaper, hey. So how do leapers celebrate their birthday? Well, let's find out. Leapers get to celebrate their birthday actually every 4 years. That's it. You know, they only get every 4 years. That makes they're younger. That means they're much younger. They usually celebrate their birthdays on February 28th or March 1st, let's face it. And they have to use one of these dates on official documents. Famous leapers, for example, is Pope Paul III, Tony Robbins. I don't know who Mark Foster is or Jay Rule, but maybe somebody else does. I don't know more famous celebrities. I don't even know the last two. But Tony Robbins and Pope Paul III. So, number seven, people born on a leap year are technically younger. Technically, if you were born on a leap year, you'd be younger than your actual age. Let's say you were born on February 29th, 1993. Like us, Jerry, right? Yeah, like us. Yeah, like us. Yeah. If you count the non-leap years, you're 28 years old, obviously. However, if you just count the leap years, then you'd only be 7 years old. This could be our secret to youth. Oh, Ponce de Leon got it wrong. It's not in Florida. It's in leap year. Did you know that there's no full moon? February is the only month in the year that could miss having a full moon completely. Some months get a blue moon, two moons a month. That's not the same as riding in the car and pulling your pants down. That's not a two mooner, no. This is two moons. Some moons, some months get two moons. But February often ends up with none. They get no moon at all. So you can't ride around in your car in February and try to... never mind. Okay. However, sometimes, like in 2022, the full moon of February is called the snow moon. and so beautiful. It was a snow moon last year. Can you spell February? Well, don't worry. This isn't a spelling bee. Well, maybe it is. But just another one of those random February facts. Statistically, February is one of the most frequently misspelled words in the English language. The first R is often overlooked because it's not pronounced. February. And some people say February. So it depends on whether you speak phonetically or, I don't know, what other way you want to speak. In 2015, even the White House officials misspelled the word. Imagine that. Number 10, a month for lovers. Just like December is for Christmas, February is for Valentine's Day, and this is on the 14th of February every year. Here's a little Valentine trivia for you. About 144 million worth of greeting cards are purchased on Valentine's Day yearly, and that's just in the U.S. alone. Also, on February 29th of a leap year, women often take the lead and often are the ones to propose. This is a long tradition. Would you wait for leap year to ask someone of your dreams to get married? I thought that was called Sadie Hawkins Day, when the woman gets to, well, we used to do that in school, Sadie Hawkins Day. Okay. Did you know? Surprisingly, the flower of February isn't a rose. No, because of Valentine's Day, you think that the flower of February is a rose. But you'd be wrong. It's actually the violet and the primrose. Violet signifies watchfulness and loyalty and faithfulness. And give a violet to someone to let you know that you'll always be there for them. The other February birth flower is a primrose, which lets you know someone you can live, you can't live without them. Mm. Give someone you love a primrose. Mm. did you know what other events are celebrated in February? Well, here's a couple that happened. We went through Groundhog Day on February 2nd, which was made famous mostly with the Bill Murray movie in 1993. This North American tradition suggests that a groundhog seeing its shadow on February 2nd indicates that winter will be 6 weeks longer. Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil, right? Yeah, spring's going to come this year, right? Quite quickly. And February 12th is Chinese New Year. February 12th is also Abraham Lincoln's birthday. You know, Lincoln served for only 4 years as the 16th president, and he was born in 1809 in a small cabin 3 miles south of Hodgenville, Kentucky. Yeah. Every third Monday of February is President's Day. This occasion is initially established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. Today, it's generally viewed as a day to celebrate U.S. presidents past and present, and it's a great time to buy appliances because you get great sales. And that, did you know that the whole month of February is also Black Month history? And in 1926, the black leaders sought to honor the legacy of Lincoln and Frederick Douglass on their birthdays. They expanded the occasion to celebrate black people's histories and achievements for the entire month. Number 13, the little month. In Welsh, February is known as Ymysbach, which means little month. It's a little month. This is just such a perfect description for February, isn't it? Yeah. Number 14, February is considered a perfect month. Once every 6 years, February is the only month that has 4 full 7-day weeks. When this is from Monday to Monday for 4 weeks, it's thought to be the perfect month. Did you know it's a month for football fans? Yeah, February is important because we get the Super Bowl on the first Sunday of February. Yeah, yeah, go Kansas City. Yeah, they already won. Did you know Aquarius and Pisces are the zodiac sign? The Western zodiac sign in February are Aquarius, which is until February 19th, and my mother's an Aquarius, born the 15th. Yep, okay. And Pisces, which is until February 20th. And did you know the birthstone of February is the amethyst? Thought to symbolize royalty with its purple hue, this quartz stone does not have any other colors that can be sourced as of the world. So, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts for February, and I hope you've enjoyed them. This is indeed a short month, and I'm happy for that, because we got to get back to work. We had a short work week this week, so if those of you who are still on party mode have a great rest of the weekend, and those of us who are working today, hey, here we go, we got to do it. And until next week, back to you in the studio!
March was in February. Signal is spring. March was in February. It's that kind of thing. This was Roger can write. For a singer to sing, me, myself, and the other, the stuff and the It's a challenge for sure. March, 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 February. On the Côte d'Azur. On the Côte d'Azur. When your heart is pure and the sky is blue and the sea is too and your eyes open wide, that be the night. But you feel inside, you just can't hide from March, when February. It's a challenge for sure.
Van Morrison singing about March winds in February. Big thanks to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for February. Another F in there now. No, F in. That's why F in, an extra one. Just checking. Right, we still have, we had a couple of people that gave us an answer, but the wrong answer, I'm afraid. We've still got these two gift certificates. That's to enter the Bocatti Jazz and Blues Festival. This is running from the 17th to the 19th of March. The certificates are valid up for all 3 days, Friday through Sunday. All right, great offer. We've got two tickets to give away. And we're still going to keep the same question. We're going to keep going until somebody gets it right. The reason I say that is because the festival's not until the 17th and 19th of March, so we've got plenty of time. Because we're not just going to throw them away, you're going to have to earn them. The question was this. Which year was the first Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival? Which year was the first Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival held? And all you got to do is the first person to WhatsApp me with 6771882267718822 with the correct answer. Two of you can go. Enjoy the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival. What a great idea, isn't it? What a lovely thing. Thanks very much to John. John Wolfe, who was with us yesterday, for donating those tickets. Excellent.
Try to hide in a world of illusion that's covering your mind. I'll show you something good. Oh, I'll show you something good. When you open your mind, you'll discover the sign that there's something you're longing to find.
The miracle of love. Take away your pain. When the miracle of love comes your way again.
Cruel is the night that covers up your fears. Tender is the one that wipes away your tears. There must be a bitter breeze to make you sting so viciously.
That's Eurythmics and the Miracle of Love. Keep an eye on the time. 15 minutes from it now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And we have a winner. We have a winner for those two tickets for the Borchetti Jazz and Blues Festival. Talitha, congratulations to you. You're going to enjoy that. Yasmin, we'll get back to you with getting all the details for you. And we got the tickets here. So I think I can always get them to you electronically, I believe. So congratulations, Talitha. If you are keeping on the time, we are coming up for 16 minutes right now before 9 o'clock. Top of the hour. You missed the news at 8. We got it for you again at 9. Yasmin's going to be taking a look at what, where and when. Be chatting with her and seeing how her weekend's going to be going. And what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And let's see what it is. Oh, yes, there we go. We've got, we have our Pedro Mandinga Rum Time. Got a couple of nice ones for you this morning. For that. So that's all to come still on this morning's breakfast show. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until when? Till 10 this morning. Now, my next piece of music. This one comes from... they call themselves Inhaler. My King Will Be Kind. There we go, Inhaler, and My King Will Be Kind. Well, I tell you what I didn't tell you. I told you Talitha won those two tickets, didn't I, to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival. What I didn't tell you, the answer, I don't think I did at any rate. The question was, what was the first year that the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival took place? The year was 2007. The first year that the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival took place. See, got quite a bit of history, hasn't it? Anyway, you're all sort of recovered now from Carnival? Well, I hope so. Carnival for me, well, that goes back to the days of being young and foolish, really. Just have to agree with Amy McDonald. She's singing all about it.
Listen to my heart as it beats for you, and it's telling you the things that I never could, and it's laying it down on the line for you. And the years are catching up, I can see it on your face, and the days of being young and free are left there with the memories that blow in the wind.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Picture your name in lights above it.
us up to the top of the hour. That's Steely Dan and Peg. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. This is Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Tables in the night.
So nice. I really love that track. I got that off of an album called Monte Carlo Nights. Of course, it's on a number of... That's George Michael's version of Miss Sarajevo. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 15 minutes after the hour. Now, we'll take another piece of music. And after that, it's going to be Pedro Mandinga time. Get ready.
So tell me what to do for you.
we go, that is that high five, and I can't wait another minute. 20 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. It is a Friday morning. It is TGIF here on this morning's breakfast show, and it is that time of the morning. Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's Friday. And if there's one thing that we love on a Friday, the weekend, it starts here. I know we just had Carnival, but you still have the weekend as well. And there's no better way than to, take a trip to the Pedro Mandinga Rumbai. Got a choice of two, don't forget. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it, throw in a little bit of salsa as well. And I'm going to dedicate this morning's Pedro Mandinga time to Rowena and Phil, who were with us here the other week. And when they left, they bought me a couple of bottles of Pedro Mandinga. So thank you so very much. And this week it's all for you. It's Pedro Mandinga time. Sensual salsa. It's of course Fragilidad or Fragile. That was Sting's song, and that's been given the salsa treatment. Just love it. By the way, don't forget that Pedro Mandinga was the first artisanal rum in Panama, first rum in history made from Raspadora. Pedro Mandinga. They have a happy hour every morning, or every opening. Let's get them open in the morning, that's what I say, until 6 p.m. So don't forget to join them and enjoy. Pedro Mandinga offers a distillery tour as well on Fridays and Saturdays. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And it is time here on The Breakfast Show for a little bit more Pedro Mandinga time.
Que falta salsa rica.
There goes a bit of salsa. That's La Excelencia and Salsa Nama. Right, I've mentioned, wasn't I, those tours. You can do a tour of the distillery, see how they actually make their rum. And this is on Fridays and Saturdays. All you've got to do is visit laranadorada.com/tour and you can make those arrangements. I tell you what, it's good fun. Get a good little sip of most of the the rums. Love it. You can celebrate your birthday, by the way, Pedro Mandinga. They customize your experience. What you're going to do is direct message to their Instagram. That's at Pedro Mandinga. And mixology classes, they can do that as well. Just go to their website and find out more.
Club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
No, believe it or not.
Me and my friends,
this is a salsa song.
Drinking fast and then we talk slow. You come over and start up a conversation with just me. And trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, open the man on the jukebox. And then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. Follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family is doing okay. Leaving, getting the taxi, the kiss in the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much.
There we go. Don't forget to pop along to either the Pedro Mandinga salsa bars. Yep. And you got one there in, of course, in Casco and Casco Antigua, and also Casco Viejo. You've got them, the other one in Beer Argentina, right opposite the park. So you can go over to the park, enjoy yourself, relax, and then go and have a nice Pedro Mandinga cocktail. And if you're interested in a mixology class, well, all you've got to do is reserve your spot and you'll have a private class. So go to laranadorada.com/collection/tour and you'll find it there anyway. Just follow the link. It's a long one to read out. You'll have forgotten it. Keep an eye on the time. We're half past the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. go. There's Lisa Bore and Break It Out. I tell you what, today is Friday and tomorrow is Saturday. Now, I know somebody who has a birthday tomorrow. And seeing as I can't send best wishes here on the radio tomorrow, I can do it today. Here's a very happy birthday to my very own beautiful Christina, my beautiful wife. So this is for you. There you go, have a wonderful day. That's Prince sending out birthday wishes to the most beautiful girl in the world. Happy birthday for tomorrow to my beautiful wife, Christina.
And if the stars ever fell one by one from the sky, I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside. Could you be?
There we go, keeping an eye on the time. 24 minutes right now before 10 o'clock. Time to say a very good morning to, of course, Yasmin. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, that's what I was waiting for. Yes. So, how's your week been so far? Both days of it?
Yes. It's been quick.
Yeah, it's been quick, isn't it? Yesterday was Monday and today was TGIF.
Exactly.
Yeah, love it. And have you got a busy weekend planned?
Well, yes, tomorrow we're going to be celebrating my nephew's birthday.
Oh, another one. We could have done another happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. And before that, I have an event that you should go on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At the Panama Convention Center.
Oh, yeah.
The e-mobility. Or
yeah,
something
electric
like that.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do on Sunday.
Yes, hopefully you're going on Sunday. I'm going tomorrow.
Okay, but tell me all about it. Mm-hmm. And then I will go on Sunday. Yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah, you can do a test drive.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody, goody.
Mm-hmm.
Can I keep the car?
I don't know. You have to ask.
Because my car's going to have to go back to the shop.
Ah, really? Why?
Because I'm getting this noise from the rear suspension. I think when the shock absorbers have gone.
Oh.
So I just want to give my thanks to the minister in charge of the MOP
mm-hmm.
for ruining our cars.
Mm-hmm.
Because the roads out there, I'm sorry, are atrocious. And have you noticed some of the places where they patch them, mm-hmm. you don't have a hole, you have a mountain to climb. Which is just as bad on the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I hate to think how many people have to have their repairs done
mm-hmm.
Because of that. So, anyway, I completely digress.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've got to get my shop. Perhaps they could lend me an electric car for a week.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to get one of those little things you use to charge your phone. Carry it with me just in case. hey, what have we got in the way of entertainment, yeah?
Well, let me tell you, at Santana, it's going to be a carnival, familiar carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Del Arrabal. This is going to be in Plaza Santana.
Uh-huh.
Let me see, it already started today.
Oh, okay.
It's today, mm-hmm. tomorrow, and Sunday. Let me see, they're going to have different presentations, they're going to have live music, comparsas,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have the queens, little queens,
mm-hmm.
And more activities for kids, they're going to have gastronomy also, so you can get more information, their Instagram account,
mm-hmm.
this is the Santana account. Let me see. It's Junta Comunal de Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can go there and get more information about the hours. Because it's today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Okay.
That's and it. Of course, it's free.
And it's in Santa Ana,
mm-hmm.
which is Casco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
It's going to be very busy.
Yes.
Mm.
It's going to be crazy. But also, guess what? Tomorrow, if people don't want to go to Santa Ana, they can go to City of Knowledge. Because, you know, you can take a bus, the metro bus, regular metro bus,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to pay the regular price of the metro bus,
uh-huh.
and you can go enjoy Travesías por la Memoria. Remember Malamaña, they're always telling us these stories
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
Panamanian
That's
history.
Right.
So tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow is going to be at 12 midday,
mm-hmm.
and on Sunday it's going to be at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Travesías por la Memoria. You can get the metro bus in Clayton. This is the route for
mm-hmm.
Clayton,
mm-hmm.
and at Terminal de Albrook.
Okay,
is the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you can get more information at Malamana on Instagram or City of Knowledge also. So that is
okay.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow morning, you can also go. Well, this is a Casco Antiguo
mm-hmm.
again to a museo. This is the Museo del Canal,
mm-hmm.
and you can go walk. You can go for a walk and visit important places.
Oh, okay.
To talk about the history of Panama and the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is going to start at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and the donation is just $10.
Oh, it's not bad, is it?
No, you can get more information at their Instagram account, Museo del Canal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wanna play some music?
Yeah, let's just take a piece of music.
Okay.
Okay, because I've got a request here from Cedric.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, good morning, Cedric.
Good morning.
He says, if we have time, can we please play Dionne Warwick together with Stevie Wonder?
That's, oh, nice.
That's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance that I do believe.
There we go. That's for Cedric this morning. Dionne Warwick and Friends. Well, in that particular case, the friend was Stevie Wonder. And nice song.
Lovely song, yeah.
It's a nice song. What else we got, yes?
Okay, don't forget tomorrow at Frank's Place, you can also enjoy live music with the Simons Brothers.
Oh, right.
They're going to be there at 8 p.m. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow in Costa del Este at Frank's Place.
Oh, excellent.
And also tomorrow it's going to be in San Francisco, Calle 72. 72 Street. It's going to be Mercadito Cultural.
It's a cultural market.
They're going to have live music, networking, flash tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And workshops, different workshops. This is going to be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
What's a flash tattoo, do you know?
It's a quick tattoo, a little one.
A little one? Does it come off?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's it then. So you have a little tattoo, then you can flash it. Look at my tattoo. Just be careful where you put it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, don't forget that Mercadito Cultural this Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. And you can get more information at Memoria Cultural on Instagram.
Oh, wonderful.
And also the last one tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. if you love astronomy.
Oh, right.
You can go there and watch the moon.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be at Los Lagos, Parque de los Lagos, a city of knowledge. And Pan American Center is inviting everyone to go there and enjoy from 7 to 9 p.m. And learn more about the planets and the moon and everything.
And if you look at the moon, you might be able to see your tattoo. Oh, that's something completely different. So what do you got today, isn't it?
Today, no, just work.
Just work. Terrible, isn't it, really? Working.
Yes. Tomorrow
I find it exhausting.
Tomorrow is going to be a busy day.
Okay. Well, we'll look enjoy. Have a great weekend. And
thank you. You too.
Hopefully, I'll get to see the electric cars on Sunday. We can talk about that on Monday.
Yes, please.
And I'll let you know which one I've kept.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yes. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you too, and everyone.
There we go. Yasmin with us this morning here, of course, on The Breakfast Show. finishing off this morning's program, that's Amen Corner, and Half As Nice. And before that is Tina Turner, What You Get. I love that. What you get is what you want. Breakfast show time here on the Breakfast Show. It is 10:05, so it is time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of today. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, to Yasmin, of course, with what, where, and when you can be doing your things over the next coming days. There's plenty there to think about, so do go along, go out, and enjoy yourselves. Big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's still here at the moment. I think he's going back in the about the 11th of March to the UK. He's here with us at the moment, so big thanks to Neil, doing a lot of our background work here on the program. And to the boys and girls, the group of Grad, who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors here on this morning's breakfast show. By the way, if you want to join us, if you want to advertise or you want to chat with us during the program, it's easy to do. Just use the WhatsApp number, 677-188-22. 677-188-22. If you're outside of Panama, you need to put in the country code, which is 507. So it'd be +507-677-188-22. All right. It's always nice to have you around here on the program. So don't be shy. Come and chat with us. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend. As we always say, when we come towards the end of the program, whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please do it carefully, all right? Because what do we want to be doing on Monday morning at 7 o'clock? We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby.